Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. For longer than I've been alive, at least, there's been concerns that we're going to automate a significant part of society out of a job. As new technology happens and things that used to require humans that no longer require humans that have been automated, well, those people are quote unquote out of work. Well, what usually happens is that they get they move on to different work. Sometimes it's higher value work, sometimes it's not, and there's a whole set of things now that's getting automated that wasn't getting automated before. And I'm even seeing this in the information security business. There's now a move to orchestrate and automate as much as possible because things are getting so complex that humans can't do it all anymore. And, from a security perspective, I think that's actually great, because assuming you can automate security as part of the automated deployment process and have that all tie into some sort of, centralized security management type system, that can actually be a good thing, right? So, because a lot of times the reason why things aren't secure is because you have to do so many things to actually make it secure. And in fact, I was actually writing something today, working with a large customer, trying to articulate to them that, hey, look, you can, all this automation stuff that, right now you have to do all these physical things. Your life's going to be so much easier when you just push a button and it all just happens, right? And certainly a lot of the hype around like software defined networks and those kinds of technologies definitely make a lot of that seem a lot more possible now. You're deploying things that are much more secure by default, right? Because they only have the things deployed that they need. It's done in a particular way. And if you need to make a change to that, who cares, right? And I remember something my friend Kelman said recently. He said, we have to treat computers like pets. Or we used to treat them like pets, right? Where we care and feed them and do all these things. Now it's just like, who cares, right? If you need to spin up another instance on Amazon, who cares? If you need to, upgrading an instance, who cares? Just blow it away and start over, right? It's a whole different kind of a model, right? And that enables all kinds of, new things that can be done, right? So, now all the network engineers, of course, are freaking out because they're looking at this and going, hey, I'm going to be automated out of a job. In a sense, you might be right, but, because the things that we needed you to do before, we don't need you to do now. What can society do in this situation, right? And I think there is it's a fair question, right? So as we automate more and more things and make it, more and more complex things that used to require humans, what do humans do, right? Do humans have to have jobs? Well, I think, I don't know. I mean, perhaps I'm being a little more, I guess I'm even just looking at myself. I don't know that I could see myself ever not working. It's just maybe because I feel like I need to be doing something useful. That's just something that's ingrained into me. And, I'm sure other people feel this way as well, but, If we truly do reach a point where most of the jobs that are available today are somehow automated out of existence, then we may reach a point where people don't have to have jobs anymore. And then how do we support all these people that are now on the planet? There's something like 9 billion people on the planet. So how do we as a society deal with that? And I don't think anybody has an answer to that yet. There is this concept of a guaranteed basic income that people have thrown around. I don't know where money's going to come from when nobody is producing, when money's generally thought of as a capitalist thing and people who aren't producing anything there may not be enough of those around left to actually build all these things and do all the things that need to be done. So I don't know. I mean, it's just hard to conceive of that future, but I do understand that we as a society need to sort of plan for that, right? And plan for, the job succession, right? Is that, as things get automated, we need to find other things for people to do. Whether guaranteed basic income is, part of that or not, I don't know. Whether we need to do that, I don't know, right? Certainly in the last 100 years or so, as things have gotten automated, humans have found other jobs to do, right? So automation opens up new opportunities for people to do things, right? Because we can do things better, faster, cheaper, and somebody else can do a lot of the grunt work, then people can focus on higher order things, right? Or much more interesting things that they, and maybe don't have to do like a 9-to-5 job anymore. And yeah, certainly the way I work these days, and the way I've been working for years is, I don't really have, I mean, unless I have to go visit a customer or something, or have meetings with people, I don't really keep normal office hours, right? I mean, I get what needs to be done. Sometimes during the day, I'll go do something, I'll go take a walk or whatever. But I'm always available. And yeah, granted, I probably spend a little bit too much time at, looking at email when I shouldn't. But it's this concept of I only work between hour X and hour Y, whatever that is. It seems antiquated. And, I think certainly what's going to happen is that the definition of work will change, right? What it will change to, whether it will be, less hours or, different hours or whatever for most people, I don't know, right? I think there's going to be there's going to be things that that we won't be able to automate, or that, we'll need humans to, maintain the automation, right? Because things break and, there's always going to be things that, that the automation may not be able to solve on its own, at least in my lifetime. Maybe in another lifetime or two that'll go away too, but who knows? I mean, it's really hard to predict what's going to happen. Humans are very bad at predicting the future. So it's certainly a plausible future, right? In which case we have to plan for it. Whether I will be impacted by it, maybe by the time this all happens, I will be ready for me to retire anyway. So may not be something that I need to worry about necessarily, but in any case, this is, it's an interesting thought experiment to have about how to handle the future, whatever it is. And, with the future of being automated out of a job, I think certainly more and more people are going to be experiencing it, certainly in my industry, and how we, I think we do have an obligation to at least try and train people into doing something that's maybe necessary. And again, it might be something new that we can't think of right now, but that's just the way it goes, right? And so society marches on, and progress marches on, and our concept of work or not working, I think that's all subject to debate and change. And I don't think there's a right or wrong way answer for it yet. But we need to come up with something that we need to come up with a plan, at least, nothing else. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.